Since the legalization of recreational marijuana in July of 2021, Connecticut has been introduced to a wide variety of ways to enjoy cannabis, with edibles being one of the most popular. Instead of breathing in harmful smoke that can cause discomfort, edibles only need to be eaten and come in a wide variety of shapes, textures, and flavors. However, it's this variety that has led to another problem. Since 2019, there have been almost 700 calls to the Connecticut Poison Control Center for children eating these products, and 280 of those cases have been in children younger than 6. At a press conference, Dr. Suzanne Doyen from the Poison Control Center illustrated just how serious some of these cases can be.
A good chunk of them warrant visits to the emergency department, and a third of them were hospitalized overnight for one or two nights, sometimes in the intensive care unit.
Last year, Attorney General William Tong and Consumer Protection Commissioner Brian Caffarelli began a campaign to crack down on incidents like this and found that many of the edibles consumed by children didn't come from authorized marijuana dispensaries.
We have discovered in smoke shops, vape shops, convenience stores, gas stations that people are selling all manner of illegal and illicit product. Cannabis products can only be sold in dispensaries, again, according to these strict requirements.
Aside from the blatant illegality, the biggest problem with these unauthorized vendors is the fact that they don't abide by any state safety standards. Carl Torella, the owner of Butter Dispensaries, spoke to me about the numerous safety measures in place at authorized vendors to keep these products out of the hands of children.
First and foremost, we make sure that all the products that come to us are sealed safely and to standard requirements of the DCP. Once we sell it to the customer, we always tell our customers, if you have kids at home, treat it like any other substance that you don't want them to get, right? Keep it up high, keep it in a safe space, make sure that it's not in reach of your kids.
Marijuana overdoses may not be lethal, but Dr. Deepak Cyril D'Souza from the Yale School of Medicine spoke with Channel 3 about the numerous potential mental health complications.
You know, they can have a panic attack, they can have a psychotic episode. There is pretty good research that suggests that exposure to cannabis during critical phases of brain development during adolescence can lead to long-term consequences.
Marijuana edibles, when used and purchased properly, can be a safe and fun way for adults to unwind. But if you have children in the home, remember, treat it like any other medicine and keep it out of reach. For the Voice of Connecticut WICC, I'm John Kamal.